Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Hamilton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Hamilton. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Hubbs moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hamilton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Covington moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Covington moves to third. Torre moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Covington scores. Torre moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buell for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hubbs scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Altman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from White and he is safe. Altman steals third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from White and he is safe. Santo steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell bunts towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hubs moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Chris Short now pitching. Mel Roach now playing third base. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach hits a pop-up towards the mound. Buell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torrey throws to second for 1, and Klaus throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Brock moves to second. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Torrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torrey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roach fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Sammy White. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Chris Short. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0-for-1 in the game. Roach hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Buell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roach fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 4 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buell moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buell moves to third. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Buell scores. Brock moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 4 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. Bertel moves to second. It's 10-2, Cubs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buell hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. Bertel tags and moves to third. One out. It's 11-2, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball towards right. Callison catches it and throws to home to double up Bertel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torre for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.